WKAR in Current State, I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. On Friday night, the Williamston Theater will stage the first preview for performance of their 50th show. Miracle on South Division Street runs through December 28th, and Current State Scott Pohl went to the theater to talk with the four people who founded Williamston Theater. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. It's nice to revisit the remarkable story of this quartet of Michigan theater professionals. They had this idea of forming a nonprofit professional theater company together. They planned it together, they chose the location together, and they built it together. Four colleagues, yes, but as you'll see, four very close friends. I talked with all of them: Artistic Director Tony Caselli, Managing Director Chris Purchase, Development Director Emily Sutton-Smith, and Executive Director John Leppard, who you'll hear first.
We did. We started in 2006. Actually, we started a couple of years before that with the idea of the theater, but in 2006, in the summer, we got everything together and put our first show together, Additional Particulars by Ed Simpson. And Emily was in that show, and now, once again, she's in our 50th show. So she's made it all the way from the first to the 50th. Over the course of the last, 8 years, this is our ninth season. Yeah, we've had some ups and downs, and it's been a real learning experience. We came from a theater that did 8 to 12 week runs. We all thought that we could probably start out by doing at least 8 week runs, and we learned very quickly that we had to move that down to about 4 or 5 weeks, or 4 to 6 weeks each run. And that's just one tiny little element of the things that we learned about this particular neighborhood and this Mid-Michigan theater landscape.
I'm Chris Purchase. I'm the managing director. And one of the great things has been just how much the community has embraced us over the 8 years, nine seasons. One of my favorite stories is when we had done a event to, before we had the building, before we had really established the theater, of taking local business people and introducing them to theater, and having a patron, having one of the people, business owners, saying, "I don't think Williamston is gonna embrace this. I just don't think this is something that Williamston needs." And I don't think she's missed a show.
I'm Tony Caselli. I'm the artistic director, and it's been amazing being here for nine seasons so far, or we're in the middle of season nine now, and I have known these other three for a long time, and still doing something like launching into, let's open a company together, was a scary, exciting thing. And over that time, these three people have become some of my best friends on the planet, as well as favorite coworkers and people who I know we can weather anything with. And I feel like we have. It's sort of amazing. I feel very blessed to be a part of not just the theater community and Williamston, the community of Williamston that has embraced the company so much, but they've embraced the four of us as well, which again can be a pretty humbling, remarkable thing when you've got people coming in just to help out and visit. And we have volunteers who stop by to clean the building for us. And that's because they like the company and they like the four of us. And those kinds of things are amazing to me.
I'm Emily Sutton-Smith. I'm the development director of the Williamston Theater. And what I think is really unique, and one of the things that makes our company and our organization the strongest, is that, yes, there's the core of the four of us, and we have weathered a lot of different kinds of storms through the last 8 years: economic, illness, shows just bombing, or shows doing great. And those are all things that are learning experiences for us. But one of the things that is the most rewarding as someone who works here and as someone who's part of the creation of everything is the team that we get to work with. There are really great people in this state who live here and work here and are members of the community and are artists. And when folks walk in to work on our stage and to help us create the theater that we do, there's I hate to say this because it's kind of cliched, but people kind of check their egos at the door. And that's something that I think flows from the top down, like, okay, I'm the development director and one of the founders, but I'll clean toilets if I have to, you know, because it just has to get done. It really makes a difference because none of us are, you know, millionaires because of this, and none of us are famous because of this, but we believe in it. And when you have that aesthetic, there's some really magical stuff that happens, and it's something that carries through to the audience, and that's, I think, what the audience responds to.
I think that a lot of what all four of you have said here is proven by the challenges faced by this company. Tony, when you had some very serious health issues recently, team Tony, not just this group of people, but supporters of Williamston Theater, and I think to some extent even people who have never worked here, maybe never attended a show here, the theater community in general pulled together. Tony, what are you comfortable with talking about with regard to the health issues that you faced, and how are you doing?
I'm comfortable talking about the whole thing because it was and continues to be an amazing, life-changing experience. My daughter, who's 16, was teasing me a while ago and said, "You were always a glass half full kind of guy, but now you're kind of sickening." You know, teenagers. I wound up getting bacterial meningitis, not knowing what it was at the beginning of it, but going into a hospital, and that turned into pneumonia and acute respiratory distress syndrome and having to be induced into a coma and kidney failure and lots of, you know, it was an exciting adventure. And knock wood, after 3 months in the hospital, I've now been out for over 7 months. But when I first woke up from being unconscious in the hospital and my wife was there and I started piecing together what had actually happened, and she started showing me on her phone, look at all the people who are sending messages. And all of a sudden, there are all these pictures of people wearing a T-shirt with my head on it. And, you know, craziness of so much wonderfulness from not just the three people who founded the theater with me, who we couldn't have done it without. Emily started the whole Team Tony madness. But then so many people who I knew close and just peripherally had taken the time to help my family or send a message or buy a T-shirt to help us cover costs. And one of the things that's done has really shifted how I look at the work, which we've always been a company that because I sort of get to be one of the main driving forces in what's our season going to be, it's always been focused on people relationships, especially relationships around groups of people who are family or become a family, because that's something that I believe in strongly. But since this whole thing, I certainly find myself celebrating life a lot more and wanting to do work that does that. Finding reasons just sitting in my office and going, hey, you know what? Today's a good day. Let's celebrate something. What is it? I don't care. We're going to, you guys, look at, sun came out again. Awesome.
I'm talking with Chris Purchase, John Leppard, Emily Sutton-Smith, and Tony Caselli of Williamston Theater. Their 50th program is coming up, and on to happier things, aside from the serious health issues, Tony. I want to ask you about the 50th show you've chosen, and was there any special thought given to, gee, the 50th, we have to do something specific? Was it more random than that? And everyone is looking at each other and laughing, like, what a stupid question is. Tell me about the process of choosing this show, or was there a process? John Leppard.
The process of choosing this season goes back to Tony. When we started choosing the season, Tony was out of it. He was in the hospital still, and we were coming together and going, what are we going to do? Let's look on his desk. What plays does he have there? This looks like a good one. These are good. And we, you know, it was one of those years where we had to sort of cobble it together without him. And then he came out of it, and he was in such a good mood because he was alive that he just said, yeah, that's great. These are good. These are all, you know, just everything was great. But, you know, in the whole span of the season, we really didn't choose this because it's the 50th one. We chose it because it was the Christmas season and it had to do with, again, families. And So the 50th show happened to land on this show, and it's a great one to be our 50th show. It's in a good spot. I think a lot of people will really enjoy it.
The title of our 50th show is Miracle on South Division Street, and it's by Tom Dudzik. And being in rehearsal for it and reflecting on it right now, just sitting around the table, it is a story of family. It's a story of family that is going through change, where new things are revealed to them and they're having to deal with these things that come up, and how what they learn about themselves and what they learn about each other in the process of learning this sort of revelatory information that comes out, and how they handle it, and how they start a new chapter and a new beginning, because they have each other to lean on. So in a way, it kind of reflects, you know, we go through lots of changes. We have to match the ebb and flow of the marketplace. We have to listen to our audience, and we have to take into consideration what their desires are and what the climate is and what our world is like and how we reflect that in the stories we tell on our stage. So it seems pretty appropriate to be talking about the ability to change and the ability to cope and the ability to survive and get stronger with each new chapter that you start.
Chris Purchase, it's 9 seasons and 50 shows now. Are you in for the long haul? Do you have 9 more seasons and 50
oh
more 50 more shows in you?
Wow. That's a loaded question. I'm not going anywhere soon. I know that. 9 more seasons, 50 more shows. I don't know. We just have to see. We've never made the we're going to be here for X number of years or any kind of plans. We kind of do it year by year, season by season. It's been fun. As long as it stays fun, sure, I'll stick around.
What we've learned from all this is that who knows what life's going to hand us, what opportunities, what challenges. But what we are focused on, and I think it's a critical point right now in our development as an organization, is to provide for the long term, to provide for the longevity of this organization. I mean, it has been blood, sweat, and tears. It has been personal and professional sacrifice on the part of all 4 of us. And we want this to be a strong structure. We want this to have legs past us. And I think that this year has taught us that we've got to plan for that. And so we are planning for that, so that this becomes our legacy if we walk away or if we get taken away, because we just can't tell what life holds. And we all want that.
Tony Caselli, Emily Sutton Smith, John Leppard, Chris Purchase. The Williamston Theater has their 50th production coming up. And I want to thank all of you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.